Few were the archives that could claim a legitimate record of two Primarchs battling side by side. Even in an age of war and wonder, it was the rarest of events. Angron perceived all his actions through the wrought haze of the buzzing butcher's nails. In those long moments of berserk clarity, he saw his brother fighting for the first time. They couldn't have been less alike in how they moved and how they killed. Lorgar advanced in slow, driving steps, gripping the spiked Crozius mace in two hands and letting it fall in wide, sweeping arcs. Each strike tolled long and loud, as if some great temple bell heralded every death blow. When the maul crashed into packs of the slender, shrieking Eldar, it sent their broken forms flying aside. These unfortunate wretches impacted against the ship's curved walls and slid down in the aftermath like a horde of ruined puppets with cut strings. In contrast to Lorgar's lucid, meticulous fury, Angron was lost to his emotions and the mechanical tendrils vibrating inside his brain. His twin axes, Gorefather and Gorechild, fell in frenzied, hacking chops, ripping his foes apart, killing through decapitation as often as by cleaving the enemies in twain. Blood misted around him in gouting sprays, flecking his bronze armor until it became a crimson akin to Lorgar's. As the brothers advanced through a vast domed chamber, Lorgar drew alongside the Eater of Worlds.
"You should just paint it red, brother!"
Angron's focus was on the flow of blood, the rending of meat, and the breaking of bone. It took him several seconds to tune back to being able to comprehend others' words.
"What?
Your armor!"
Lorgar paused, turning to hammer his Crozius down at an Eldar carrying a spear. He pounded the warrior almost flat and crushed the remains beneath his boot.
"Your armor just painted red!"
Angron felt a grin peeling his lips back from his replacement iron teeth. His brother was far from the first person to speak those words, but the fact Lorgar had actually been serious earned him a chorus of fraternal laughter. The World Eater kicked another Eldar aside and bisected a third with a backhanded swing of his chain axe. He saw Lorgar at his side, slaying three aliens with a single swing.
"You kill well now."
Saliva stringed between Angron's teeth. Blood ran in hot, slow trickles from both nostrils, and his right eye was weeping dark blood, making a mess of his cheek.
"You've changed, Lorgar."
The word bearer took the compliment with silent grace, killing at his brother's side. But he could only hold his tongue so long.
"Those implants are killing you."
Angron roared in the same moment, surging ahead, butchering his way down the angular corridor and painting the walls red with the chemical stink of alien blood.
"I know you hear me, brother. Those implants are killing you."
Angron didn't even look back. He was a blur of gore-streaked bronze armor, both toothed axes rising and falling in efficient, rhythmless murder.